Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 157 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing the usual pregame analysis of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Baltimore Ravens. But before we get into it, don't forget to hit that red subscribe button, show your support for the channel, and if you want to get latest updates on content releases, hit that bell icon. All right, so let's get into it. To start off with, I think the Jags are going to lose this game, and it's probably going to be a beatdown, I predict. Jags probably lose this game by 3 touchdowns or 4 possibly if they don't show up and just totally lay an egg and give up. But honestly, who cares at this point? I mean, it's not going to be a very good game probably. And, you know, honestly, who cares? Like I said, we want to get a good draft pick, so it doesn't really matter if we lose this game. It'll be nice to see how some players, you know, show up, like Gardner Minshew.
Just heart and balls, man. Heart and balls.
I'm really hoping that he shows up and has a decent game and plays well. Be interesting to see what the defense can do against Lamar Jackson. I think he's going to be running all over us, and we just don't have outside contain. Our defensive ends are, you know, just haven't been playing well. Caleb Von Chasen has not been playing well. The passing attack, the passing defense has just not been good for Jacksonville. So I just don't think this is going to be that fun of a game to watch. Maybe I'll be surprised, you know, because Jacksonville did play pretty well against Cleveland, and Cleveland almost beat, you know, Baltimore. So, you know, maybe this will be a competitive game, but I doubt it. The Ravens are going to be licking their chops for this game. And, you know, I'm hoping, honestly, that we just shut down Calais Campbell and Yannick Ngakoue, because it would just be nice to not see them tear us up after we, you know, traded them away. I mean, I'm a Calais fan. I love Calais Campbell. He's just done so much for Jacksonville. So I can't really knock Calais Campbell. But Yannick Ngakoue, I'd love to see him, you know, kind of get shut down. So hopefully, you know, Jawan Taylor or Cam Robinson, wherever Yannick Ngakoue is lined up, that they shut him down. Hopefully James Robinson can get going, and this is a competitive game. We can run the ball. I'm hoping Gardner Minshew can connect with Keelan Cole, DJ Chark, you know, Laviska Shenault. That's going to be essential to, you know, get them going in order to make this a competitive game. We'll have to stop the run as a defense. You know, defensive line has to play well. Gotsis is going to have a good game. You know, maybe we'll see Taven Bryan out there. Hopefully he doesn't lay an egg. Hopefully he plays well. The linebackers have to play well. Schobert has to play well. Miles Jack has to play well. Got to limit Ingram. Can't let him let loose. And have to have outside contain, like I said. But the ends, you know, Chasen hasn't played well. I don't know how that's going to work with Lamar Jackson. It could be, you know, like I said, a beatdown. But, you know, at the end of the day, right, does this game really matter? It doesn't really matter. And I'm not too worried about it. But hopefully Jacksonville shows up. Hate to, you know, seem so uninterested about this or unenergetic. But that's just, honestly, it's just the way it is with this season, you know, where we've only won one game. And hopefully this season can end, quickly. But, let me know how you feel about this game. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Come by my Apple Podcast, leave a review. And if you do, shoot me a DM on Twitter. Twitter handle is at Jaguar Podcast. Once you leave the review, let me know. Leave me a message. I will shoot you a Jaguar Podcast face cover or t-shirt of your choice. Just let me know what you want and I'll send it your way. But thanks so much for the support. Thank you for everyone for showing up to the live stream. It was a lot of fun, even though, you know, it wasn't the most fun game, but it's always great hanging out with you guys and interacting. So, you know, come by the next live stream. I'll be live streaming the Jags-Ravens game on Sunday at 1 p.m. So stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that. J-Y-D coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel, so if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is at Jaguar Podcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.